This year's winner was announced at a special function last night, and the winner is with us now. Good morning, Jackie Ching, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much, and good morning all.
Hey, Jackie, I believe the winning entry is called Grass Whispering Secrets.
Yes, it is.
It's a pity we're on radio because 1,000 words will have to describe the picture. So, Jackie.
Oh, goodness.
can you please grace us with a little description of your winning work?
Oh, absolutely. Well, basically, the winning work is based on a very, you know, common image that we face every day, actually. Well, this is this image is about one of my many weekly trips to Pichidango, where I, you know, fulfill my teaching duties here at the Art Center as well as the high school. So with 2 hours of driving, a little under 2 hours of driving, it's a lot to think about, and, you know, your weekly planning, and sometimes you drift in and out of concentration, well, when it comes to driving. But one scene that never changes is actually the grass along, you know, the highway. So I've often, you know, sort of play this little movie thing in my head about how, you know, grass actually, if only grass could talk, if only grass could just whisper to each other about, you know, little secrets and that sort of thing. So I've actually transposed that idea into a piece of artwork. So I really wanted to showcase the movement and how it sways back and forth, and as if the grass was suggesting jest or something. So that was mainly it. And using paper to really tease the idea out was another challenge, because it was a lot of hard work trying to get trying to showcase the fluidity of, you know, the tall, strong yet wispy grass.
So let's be perfectly clear here: your winning work is not a painting.
It's not a painting. It's hand cut papers.
Yes.
Freehand,
yes.
Cut papers. I think a lot of people, that was over the years, a lot of people have mistaken my work for being laser cut. Well, I take that as a compliment, but it's actually not laser cut. It's all hand cut. So it did take me about 3 months to cut all these layers of papers, to put them together and stack them together to create that image that I was looking for.
It's actually three-dimensional then.
Well, it's a relief. It wouldn't call it three. Well, it is three-dimensional, but not all around. So it's still 2D, but it's more relief, as in you can actually, it's still being framed behind a frame.
Right.
So you could see the effects of the 3D effects on it, yeah.
So what color are we looking? Are we looking at white?
Yes, we're looking at white.
You see,
white paper with charcoal in the background, as well as some charcoal flakes, leftover flakes from painting, from doing the background. I'll actually sprinkle it on the front bottom bit of it.
So, Jackie, had you done this sort of work before, or is this part of your inspiration?
No, I have done a lot of these works before. I think it most importantly was mainly during my university years. I'm an architect by trade, so I've done a lot of model makings. I've done a lot of, you know, involved a lot of cutting and understand how paper works, understand how cardboard works and all these materials when it comes to cutting and, you know, putting your thoughts into design.
Yeah.
So I've actually taken this step one step further to actually fine-tune it and make it into fine art.
So do you actually have a name for this this form of art?
I believe it's called paper cuts.
Is that, it's as simple as that?
Yes. And not to mention that I have to really pay tribute to my grandmother, and she really did teach me she didn't really teach me. I regret not learning anything from her, actually. Back in those days where she actually folded those papers, you know, for auspicious reasons. She folded those red papers and cut just a few strokes, and ta-da, you get a word, a letter that says prosperity or longevity or anything like that, which is amazing. But we take it for granted because we thought, you know, hey, you know, you know how to do it. But actually, I don't. And we don't. My siblings and I, we don't know how to do it. And it's actually, you know, a shame. It's a shame that we don't know how to do it.
No,
that would have been so easy.
Yeah, I share that sentiment because I've seen the work performed, and it just boggles me how people can go snip, 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 and snip, snip, and then pull this out and this amazing, amazing work appears.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So that's another form of art, but it all falls under one category of paper cutting.
Paper cutting. It's 6 minutes to 11, and I'm speaking with Jackie Cheng, who's the winner of this year's Hsinchu Art Award. Now, Jackie, I know obviously a lot of love has gone into this over this three-month period of time in which you created the Whispering Secrets. But, of course, as the winner, you have to give this work up to the Shire in return for your prize.
Yes.
Now, how do you feel about that?
I suppose every artist kind of gets very attached to the artwork once it's finished. But, I feel proud of the work that I've done, but as well as I suppose I have to share. It's all about sharing and caring, isn't it?
Yes,
once you've done a beautiful artwork, perhaps the public can come in and have a look and share the work and be inspired and, you know, open our eyes and look around our beautiful nature and absorb every bit of it.
Now, this is a question out of left field because we were hoping to contact the very auspicious lady who judged your work last night. I believe she's the curator of Kerry Stokes' art collection, which in itself apparently is quite huge.
Yes.
Did you know her at all prior to last night?
No, not at all. Never seen her before. I'm sure we know that Kerry Stokes has actually a curator, but I've never seen her before or whatsoever. Mm. She's been very, very kind and very complimentary towards the work, so...
Yep.
I appreciate all that beautiful words to be said about my artwork.
Oh, so she was complimentary.
Yes, she was, very.
Oh, excellent.
In fact, everyone was.
Who knows? Kerry Stokes might want to buy your work.
Oh, yeah, who knows? Yeah, that would be a good one to get in the collection.
Now, Jackie, were you overawed with the number of entries? Because we don't know how many there were, so we've got to ask you these questions.
All right. There were 64 entries.
64. That's quite a lot, isn't it?
It is.
And they would have obviously ranged over many aspects of art, apart from painting, perhaps a few statues, sculpture?
Yeah, there was sculpture, there was photography, there was painting, canvas, as in, you know, any oil on canvas or acrylic on canvas or watercolour. There was Aboriginal artwork section as well.
And I believe that... although yours is acquisitive, in other words, the Shire gets yours, the other works are actually for sale, aren't they? Or
yes.
It's auctioned or something like that?
Well, not quite auctioned. It is for sale. There's a fixed price there.
All right.
And, yeah.
Now,
you should go grab a piece. Because there was amazing work last night.
Yeah.
A huge contender. Everyone has got such beautiful work. Well, I didn't think I was going to get anything, but, you know, it's a bonus, I suppose.
Yeah,
but I must say, you know, to all the participants out there, they've done really, really, really well.
Now, those works, of course, are available for viewing because the gallery at the Shire, where all the works are hung, is open to the public for the next few days, I believe.
Yes, it's from Tuesday onwards to Saturday.
Thank you, Jackie.
And you also get to vote for People's Choice.
Ah.
So don't forget to vote. Vote for your favourite piece.
That's a timely reminder. Now, I can't let you go without asking you, because I'm a bit inquisitive. your work at Bidjidanga, what does that entail?
I work at Kimberley Training Institute. I've been out at the Chidanga community teaching, delivering art, visual art, as well as arts administration to the Community Arts Centre for over 5 years now. So, yeah, and I must say I'm really, really proud of Maria Hunter for winning the Aboriginal Art section, because this year will be the third year consecutive row that the Bidjidanga artist from Bidjidanga Community Arts Centre has won that category.
That's excellent news. Maybe they'll be going up against Mowanjum in popularity one of these days.
Yeah, I'm actually hoping so. I think it's most important is to get the recognition out there, the Community Arts Centre. And they work really, really hard to put themselves out there. So this is it's proved to be rewarding.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, you've explained...
Sorry?
Yeah, no, go on.
I called them last night to try to deliver the news.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get hold of Maria, but I did tell her daughter that she won, and they were very, very delighted and pleased.
Oh, excellent. there'll still be very, very much happiness to share when you visit Bidjedanga next, eh?
Oh, I'm in Bidjedanga right now. I'm just
there.
I'm about to go over to the Arts Centre soon in the next 10 minutes or so to deliver the good news and hand her her certificate.
Share the good news, exactly.
And the check.
And the check.
Now,
I know you've explained the medium that you used for Grass Whispering Secrets. I take it you also put the brush into paint as well?
In my choice of artwork?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
No?
Not anymore. My brush is my pen knife.
Fair enough.
Yes. So my pen knife is also my pencil. So whenever I cut, I draw, I paint. I cannot reverse the the cut paper. So whatever I cut, and that's the final bit.
That's it. And unfortunately, so far as our conversation goes, Jackie Cheng, that's it too, because we're almost at news time. Give our very, very best to Maria Hunter. And share the happiness over morning tea at Bidjedanga this morning.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you very much for going in. And remember to vote, everybody.
We won't forget, Jackie. See you soon.
See you. Bye-bye.
Jackie Cheng, winner of the Broome 2012 Hsinchu Art Exhibition Award.